It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this Bible school today, we're studying about the reign of Solomon. I would invite you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 7 through 10. And then in just a moment, we're going to turn to Elam's notes to help us guide us through this lesson. These are Elam's Sunday school notes for the Sunday schools of March the 23rd, 1924. So let me read this as by way of introduction. This is when God came to Solomon in a dream and asked him what he would. And Solomon asked for wisdom that he might be a ruler, a good ruler of God's people. Here's the text. 2 Chronicles 1, beginning in verse 7. In that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast shown great loving kindness unto David my father, and hath made me king in his stead. Now, Jehovah God, let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Well, we'll turn to Elam's notes on that passage in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now we're going to continue with class session 543. Picking up from that text, Solomon prayed for wisdom. Solomon prayed God for wisdom and knowledge. He prayed to know how he might go out and come in before God's people and judge them aright. That expression, go out or come in, is a familiar one. It has to do with conducting one's self in public affairs. We read in the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verses 15 through 17. And Moses spake unto Jehovah, saying, Let Jehovah, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who may go out before them, and who may come in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the congregation of Jehovah be not as sheep that have no shepherd. We read this expression again in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that Jehovah thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy beast, and the increase of thy cattle, and the young of thy flock. Blessed shall he be that bakest thy kneading trough. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Let me read another one. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 12 through 13. Saul was afraid of David because Jehovah was with him and was departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from the people and made him captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. This going out and this coming in, and is expressed in this matter, has to do with the public affairs and the public things that someone does. And that's what Solomon is asking for, wisdom to know how to go out and come in, that is, how to conduct his public business. That he was in their midst as a king over the people whom God hath chosen, and that God hath chosen him to make him feel his incompetency to lead them aright, that they were a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude, 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 8. It is another reason why he felt this need for wisdom. Give thy servant, therefore, and this is for the following reasons, an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this thy great people? 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 9. This people would have difficulties and differences among themselves to be settled. And probably there was a party opposed to Solomon as king. And he desired wisdom to discern between good and evil. He desired to render justice to all. You know, it requires wisdom now to discern between good and evil. Paul reproved the Hebrews because they were yet babes without experience of the word of righteousness, as had not by reason of use their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Let me read that to you in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For every one that partaketh of milk is without experience in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for full-grown men, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Well, Solomon desired wisdom, that he might guide the people for their own good and for the glory of God. He was actuated by no selfish motive. He sought not his own aggrandizement. He sought the good of the people and the glory of God. Whatever promotes the real and permanent good of the people also honors God. And that which honors God promotes the greatest good of the people. Solomon realized, as he exhorts others, that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. Yea, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. By this choice, Solomon showed what was in his heart. One's choice now shows his character and reveals his destiny. We all make some choice. We choose wisdom or folly, right or wrong, good or evil. And this choice shapes our course in life and seals our destiny. People are also known by the company they keep. They choose their company. People are known by the books they read. They choose their books. Solomon's choice made him a great man. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 11. God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of them that hate thee, neither hast thou asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Well, we read in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 10 that Solomon's speech pleased the Lord. It pleased God because Solomon was unselfish, and because therefore he sought the greatest good of the people and the honor of God. Solomon could have asked for himself a long life, or riches, or the life of his enemies, but for these requests would have been selfish, and selfishness is of Satan. But because he had proven himself entirely unselfish and asked for understanding to discern justice, God said, behold, I've done according to thy word. Lo, I've given thee a wise and an understanding heart. God did for Solomon more than he asked. In addition to wisdom and understanding, he gave him riches and honor, that is, personal good. This shows that we are personally benefited and blessed in seeking the good of others and the glory of God. God does for us now more than we ask, more than we think. We read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, where Paul writes, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, that ye may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all generations, forever and ever. Amen." God also promised to give Solomon length of days or long life if he would walk in God's ways, statutes, and commandments, as David had done. Solomon did not do this, and died about 60 years of age, having reigned for 40 years. We read in 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 8. "Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which Jehovah said to the children of Israel, 'Ye shall not go among them, neither shall they come among you, for surely they will turn your heart after their gods.' Solomon clave to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with Jehovah his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ataroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and went not fully after Jehovah as David his father. Then did Solomon build high places for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and in the mount that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Adam, of Ammon. And so did he for all his foreign wives, who burnt incense and sacrificed unto their God." You wonder how Solomon, with granted such wisdom and knowledge, could have been so foolish. Well, the answer to that is this. It's like us. Solomon had sense, but he didn't use the sense God gave him. And we must be careful. Just having knowledge and just having wisdom is not enough. We must follow through and obey God and live according to his teachings. It's not about how smart we are or about how wise we are. The truly wise person will always seek after God and seek after God God's way. That is, he will seek after God according to what is written in the Scriptures. Well, Solomon awoke, and it was a dream. But God appeared to him and made this famous choice of wisdom. He returned to Jerusalem, where he continued his offerings before the Ark of the Covenant. And he offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings, and made a feast unto all his servants. In our next class, we're going to see examples of Solomon's wisdom. Make sure you tune in this and the coming Monday for the Bible School.